Finances are so important to each and every one of us. And that's so unfortunate because none of us can avoid the fact that we need finances in order to do life. I know for me personally, and I know I'm not speaking for just myself, I would rather not have finances be so important. They're so significant. Relationships can be made or broken by the presence or absence of finances, right? Some of us grew up in households where we have trauma that we grew up with simply because there was just not enough money. And as a result, people in our family got bitter. People in our family were greedy. People in our family hid food from the rest of the family. And that is such unhealthy, those are such unhealthy practices that we definitely need to make an effort not to duplicate those practices and have them follow us. Now, 2022 is a year that is not far from one of the worst years that the world has ever seen, which is 2020, where markets closed and hundreds and thousands of people lost their finances. And in us having this conversation about reflecting on your financial decisions throughout 2022, in us just going back and looking at some of the financial decisions you might have made this year, I don't want us to be ignorant of the fact that it really has been a very difficult 3 years. Some of us are still recovering from 2020, and I don't want to be ignorant of that. I wanna pay respect to the fact that it's been very tough, but at the same time, I do want to encourage us to question some of our behavior. Especially when times are tough, our behavior is even more important. You know, I understand, because I'm human, I understand what it's like that when you have very little, you will begin to say to yourself, but what's the point, right? What's the point of me continuing to save money if I have so little of it already? What's the point of me budgeting if all I have is 4,000 rands a month? Or 2,000 rands a month? What's the point of budgeting? What's the point of planning? What's the point of pretending like I have enough money to even budget? I absolutely understand that sentiment. And I feel like that's one of the biggest mistakes that we make, right? Throughout any year, is to underestimate the power of planning, the power of like not letting our emotions get in the way of us making good financial decisions. So the first thing I'm going to touch on is the fact that in 2022, did you make emotional financial decisions instead of making decisions that actually make sense, basing them on logic and planning for each and every dime that goes into your bank account? Or did you make emotional decisions? And emotional decisions can come in many different ways, in many different forms. You may have a child who wanted an Adidas sneaker that is expensive, that probably costs like a third of your salary, and you went and bought them those sneakers. Was that a good financial decision? And this, I am not saying to condemn you. I am saying it to help you reflect and then begin to plan better and understand that it's okay to say no to your child, to say I can't. It's okay to say no to your friends. This is especially important because many of us want to be seen by our friends. We want to hang out with them. We want to go to the same restaurants as they do. And as a result, we sell ourselves so cheap. Right? Except selling ourselves cheap is expensive to us, right? When your friends want to go to a restaurant that you clearly can't afford and your parents can't afford, what do you do, right? Do you now become the kid who couldn't join the others? Or do you find a way of stealing money? Or do you just go to your parents and demand that they pay for you? Those are all bad financial decisions, which will eventually come to bite you. You know, when you're young, the thing is, it's very easy to demand money because you don't know how hard it is to get. It's very, very difficult to earn finances in the world that we live in. And a lot of us, there's the problem with money, right? A lot of us spend money emotionally. We don't spend money logically. We don't spend money according to a plan that we've made, which is why it's so important that at the beginning of each and every single year, in order for your, because emotions are sporadic, you can feel like buying new shoes at any given time. You can feel like going on a vacation or going out with your friends at any given time. You can feel like you need to be uplifted and go and have fun and just spend money you don't have. All of those are emotional decisions. But what I want to encourage you to do, and what I want to speak to you about today, is reflect on the year. Look at the year that you've had. And think about every single time you've spent money this year. Now, obviously not every single. That would stress you way too much. But think of your major purchases where you've spent most of your money. Going on parties, going and hangouts with your friends, going to restaurants, spending money on data, spending money on software, or spending money on clothes, on your games, on items, on certain weapons, on games. I want you to think about all of that. And I want you to bring it back to yourself and ask yourself, did I make the habit this year of spending my money based on emotions? Or did I spend my money based on logic? Did my purchases make sense? Did I spend on things that I knew that when I look back on this, I'm going to call this a worthy investment? Really, and I say this without any hesitation and with so much conviction, one of the biggest things in order for you to be financially savvy that you will have to overcome is spending emotionally. And I really hope that this is not a mistake that you've made throughout the year. And sometimes you find yourself spending money with people that you don't even like and whose company you don't even enjoy. And then you go back home and you feel a sense of emptiness. Like, how could I part with so much money, spending it with and on people that are so mean to me? That's a terrible, terrible place to be. That's a terrible feeling to let linger inside of you. So I want to encourage you, first of all, to just reflect on that, right? Think about those moments. Don't be afraid to confront them. And then think about how you want to change that very same behavior next year so that your decisions are not based on emotion. Now, how do you do that? What's very important for you to do is to make your plans for the year at the very beginning of the year. And yes, it is possible to have a template for each and every month. You can have a template budget for every single month of next year. There are only 12 months. Remember that. That's very little. Only 12 months. So you can create a template budget for each and every single year because you know that you are going, you are by default going to buy groceries if you're a young person living by yourself. Or you're going to, there are certain things that you're definitely going to have to spend on. Some of us may have the responsibility of buying our own shoe polish, a responsibility given to us by our parents. You may have the responsibility of buying your own luxury items, your own sweets, chocolates, and whatever those items may be. But even more importantly, start making your decisions on how you're going to save your money, how you're going to put some money into your piggy bank so that it grows and becomes more, and what you're planning to spend it on at the end of each year. I don't personally believe in saving for its own sake. I think it does help to have an end goal so that you know exactly how much you'll need and whatever you spend it on, how much value will it add to you. And value is a very, I want you to understand that in this discussion that we're having today, the point is not to point fingers at you and say, woe is ye who hath spent all thine money. Or all thine talents. That's not the point of this. What the point is to get you to a place where you can understand that it is possible for you to make sober decisions, and it is possible for you to start making decisions when your mind is sober, so that when you're in the midst of the emotions, then you can start those decisions that you made at the beginning of the month or at the beginning of the year. Those decisions can come into play. What do I mean by that? You know, if you think of, just for you to visualize this, if you think of a house that's, you know, built for a hurricane, if you live in a place that has a lot of hurricanes or hail or storms or tornadoes, if you live in a place like that and you know that that place has many tornadoes, earthquakes or whatever it may be, you will prepare and build your house to minimize the damage. And you will not do that in the midst of the storm, right? You will do it before the way before the storm hits. In fact, on construction, on your the day you build your house, you will make sure, or even if you buy a house and find out that, you know, this house is not tornado proof or hurricane proof or earthquake proof, you will then begin to buy things to make it to proof it against all of those dangers. Now, the lesson here and the principle is this: if you start to plan for the hurricane during the hurricane or during the storm, you will definitely lose a lot because you will be emotional, you will be afraid, you will be scared, it'll be too late. This is exactly the same as you only making your financial decisions when your friends are asking you, let's go out for a braai, let's go do a braai, or let's go out to Gold Reef City. When you only start to think about your finances in those moments, you're never going to make sober decisions because your emotions are already overwhelmed. You are already too excited. But if you start planning your financial goals ahead of time, when you start creating template budgets, when you know that each and every month this year, I know this is how much I spend on this and how much I spend on that. When you start making those decisions ahead of time, and I would encourage you to put it on paper, then when the storm arrives, you can easily decline because you know what your goal is for the year. And even if you do make a few mistakes along the line, which is okay, you minimize the damage when you make the decisions early. You minimize the damage of the storm because you bought your equipment way ahead of time. I really hope that helps because I believe that this is how we begin to build and begin to prepare for a better year, financial year, than we've had in the past.